to eat butter, and not just as a topping. I eat my butter straight, and I show no signs of stopping. I like to cook my food in butter, yes, a whole big pan full. I like to fry things in butter, and then eat those things by the handful.
Oh, my goodness me. I like butter by the Hungry Food Band. And here I have right in my hands right now some butter that comes from a couple of gals who have their own business. And they won their salted butter, made it a creamy, and it's just 30 miles from Madison, as a matter of fact, won best in class at the 2026 World Cheese Contest. So they mix cheese with the butter. Is that right? Well, let me introduce them first. Jen and Julie Orchard. Jen and Julie founded and co-own Royal Guernsey Creamery. Butter's made from milk produced on the dairy farm that Julie and her husband Ed run. It's called Guernsey Meadow near Columbus. And Julie, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. We're so excited.
And Jen is the sister, of course, is a licensed cheese and butter maker.
And I am.
It's good to see you as well. And I'll just say that a few years back, and at different times, they were both students of mine in my broadcast class. And Julie was also my advisee.
Correct. Yes, you helped me get through a double major in 3.5 years. So that was pretty, I was very thankful to find you as an advisor.
Well, I tell you what, I'm already taking a bite of some of this butter, and it is fantastic. What is it? I mean, somebody asked me, what's butter made of anyway? And there's butter and there's butter. And, Jen, what's butter made out of?
Butter is such a simple...
It is.
a simple thing to make. It's made out of cream. It's a one ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
So our unsalted butter just has an ingredient list of one, and it's cream from the milk of our own cows. We do make salted butter and some flavors. So sometimes our ingredient lists might be 3 or 4 items long, but butter is just a simple, clean food that we can all enjoy.
And there's artisanal butter, which is what you guys make, gals make. And then there's, what would you call it, standard butter or industrial butter? I hate that word, industrial, but what's the difference between artisanal and sort of the standard butter?
So standard butter is made in a continuous churn, and that churn may shut down twice a day for cleaning, but otherwise it basically runs 24/7, and it's cream at one end, and it comes out as salted butter to 80.1% fat. It's very technical product that's made, very consistent product that's made. So we do things kind of the old-fashioned way. More like the way we did things 100 years ago. So we use an old-style batch churn. So we literally hand-pour the cream from our cows into our churn. We seal it up, and we've got 2 small sight glasses, and we just kind of watch that cream churn. And we listen to see what it sounds like, because cream's going to turn to whipped cream first, and that sounds a little bit different in the churn. And then we'll start to hear some sloshing happen. And that sloshing is going to be the buttermilk breaking away from the butter. And so we're going to end up with 2 different products, butter and our buttermilk. And so we just do things slow, long. It's all based on our senses. We're always tasting everything. So it's really hands-on, and it's a lot of art that goes into making our butter.
And I was thinking back to my high school days when I had a girlfriend. Her name was Anne Marie, and she had a Guernsey cow that was, it was about as big as a Holstein. And it was, she won state championship judging and so forth with that cow more than once. Let's put it that way. And one of the nice things about Guernseys they're different from Holsteins in terms of the amount of butter fat you're going to get from the milk. Am I not right on that?
Yes, the Guernseys are definitely known for having higher butter fat, and they also have a lot of beta carotene in their milk, so it gives the butter that nice, rich golden color.
Yeah, it's she was always quite proud of that, the butter fat. And the reason probably that we don't see them more, probably a production kind of thing, because they won't produce as much milk.
Correct. They actually make up less than 1% of the U.S. cattle population right now, and they really are known for their quality of the milk and not so much the quantity, so that's why they aren't as popular as they used to be.
So, Julia, you and your husband have the farm. How did you guys get thinking and starting with this butter business?
So, I actually worked in biotech for 15 years, and I was looking for a way to get back to the family farm. I lived in Madison for close to 20 years, and I just needed to be back in the country. I was going back to the farm every weekend anyways to help on the farm. So we worked with the Center for Dairy Research at the University of Wisconsin. We worked with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and they kind of steered us towards the direction of, look, you have got these amazing, beautiful cows that produce this exceptional milk. You should be doing butter. So we kind of leaned on them and started our venture, I think, back around 2016. And it took a long time to get where we're at. I had to become a licensed cheesemaker to become a licensed butter maker. And that all happened during COVID, and there's classes I had to take, and things took a while, but we're going to be going into we're in our fourth year. We're approaching our fifth holiday season, which holiday season is baking season, and that's when peak butter sales are.
Is that, oh, I suppose because of the baking.
It is, yes.
So what makes an artisanal butter, let's say, better? You know, why is your butter so darn good and so useful in baking?
So what makes us unique is that we are single source. So we're using the milk from our own cows, and we care for those cows. We make sure that we're growing the right forages for them to eat, and they're being taken care of well. And
it's also the butter itself is has a higher butter fat content in it. So it's just, we don't add any water or anything back to the cream. So our butter fat has tested very high. You need to be 82.0% to be European style. And we've tested much higher than that. Every batch will be different though, because it's just
sure
how the cows, we always say it's the way the cows make the butter. It's how the cream they're producing is how we don't add anything to it. It's just how the cow wants it to be.
Our butter is also super fresh because the milk that the cows give on Monday and Tuesday, we have churned into butter by Thursday morning. And I don't think you can streamline that process any faster the way most grocery store butter is made. It travels a lot of miles on Wisconsin roads before it ever gets made into butter. So we're fortunate in that we don't have all those miles and extra days sitting around.
So, I'm eating a piece of, what am I eating a piece of here? It's very good.
Oh, so you've got some sourdough from our local bakery, and then we brought five of our flavors. We make six. And then I also brought you a croissant from our local bakery because I thought that might be a great way to actually taste the butter in a baked good.
Well, this is delicious. There's no doubt about that. And here we got an email from Grant. Do you make unsalted butter, and do you sell the buttermilk that is the byproduct of the butter making process?
We do make unsalted butter, and that's our cleanest product because our only ingredient in there is cream. If you look at your grocery store unsalted butter, you'll probably see two ingredients. You'll see something called natural flavoring, and that's lactic acid. So they use that to kind of control the pH and watch for shelf life. We don't add lactic acid to ours, so we've got a very short shelf life on our unsalted butter, and we actually recommend keeping it frozen until you're ready to use it. And then you're just going to taste the pureness of the cream and the diet of what the cows eat.
Well, this is really good. And you market it, and you have a lot of marketing experience.
Right. I used to work in public relations for about 20 years before I did this. So that's been exciting. It's been neat to be able to make a product and actually be able to market it and see all how successful you are with your efforts, if a campaign actually works or not. We know real fast.
And I what's kind of cool too is that the butter itself is packaged in a kind of a roll.
Right.
Along, you know, almost like a, well, be an enormous size bratwurst roll.
Right, we want it to look different.
Well, and has that worked?
Definitely. We always are told that we are, our butter we wrap into some beautiful gold foil, and everyone says it's like bricks of gold.
So. I love that. I love that. Our guests today, we got a couple for you, Jen and Julie Orchard. They founded and co-founded Royal Guernsey Creamery, and this butter, and we'll get into the contest with them a bit too, is, I can tell you, from personal experience eating some no more than a minute ago, is really, really good. Questions or comments for them, I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 800-642-1234, or you could email us, the email address, talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Having some fun today talking with Julie and Jen Orchard, who co-founded and operate Royal Guernsey Creamery. They make small batch butter using cream from milk produced on the family farm, which, and the farm is Guernsey Meadow near Columbus, Wisconsin. So great to have them with us. Again, questions or comments, maybe you've tried this butter. Give a call, the number 800-642-1234, or email to talk@WPR.org. So this contest, what got you into the decide to try out for this world championship?
We've been making butter for quite a while, and we had a lot of people at the Department of Agriculture, people in the industry that are just pushing us. They're like, you got to start entering contests. And it's an amazing platform in two aspects. One, we get a technical evaluation of our product. So as artisans, we're always wondering, are we doing this right? Are we doing the best that we can? And when you win a gold medal at a world contest, you kind of, you still don't know if you're doing it right, but you know you're not doing it wrong. So it's amazing because we get a technical report afterwards, and it shows us like what our deductions are. So one of our deductions was we had a little wrinkle in our wrapper. So they look at, they look for perfection in these products. And then it's also an amazing opportunity because I volunteer at the contest. So I am in a environment of all industry experts. And I consider it my continuing education because the information that I can gather from 60 judges from around the US and the world and other industry makers, and it's just an amazing opportunity to learn as well from one another. It's an awesome contest, and it's held every other year at the Monona Terrace in Madison, and then in the opposite year it's held at the Rush Center in Green Bay, and it's the U.S. contest.
Is well, we're getting several emails coming in right now wanting to know. Well, let's take Sheila's. She emailed to ask, can you ship the butter, or do you have to buy it in local stores?
So our business model is shipping direct to consumers. So we ship every Monday and Tuesday. And so if you're in Wisconsin, you're going to get it the next day, typically. So we ship UPS, and you can have butter to your door in less than 24 hours.
It's probably comes pretty darn cold.
It does. Yes. So butter always stores best frozen. If you ever want to store butter, store it in the freezer. So we keep our freezer at minus 10 degrees, and we ship it with ice packs, and we also have 100% curbside recyclable insulated liners, too, that we ship our product in.
And just to follow up with another email from Alice, where can she buy this butter? Now, she doesn't say where she's from, but I guess probably anywhere, but are there stores that sell it?
So in Madison, we're in Metcalf's Market, and then we also have some smaller boutique-type stores on our website, which is royalguernseycreamery.com. We have a list of all the different retailers that have it. And then if anybody's in the Columbus area, we also have an on-farm store called the Butter Barn. We're open on Sundays. So if anybody's looking for a Sunday drive, we'd love to have you come out. So
Jeff in Superior has something. Let's go there. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, good afternoon. I want to tell you a fun story. When I was a little kid, my grandpa would take me fishing on the Brule River. And my mother would sometimes prepare a lunch, and she always used margarine. That was the thing back, you know, a long time ago. But when my grandpa prepared lunch, he would take liverwurst and butter and put that on the bread, and it'd be big chunks of butter. And I remember tasting his sandwich, and, you know, he would take half of mine, or we would exchange sandwiches. And I remember my eyes would get really big like saucers. They're like, this tastes so good. And I asked my mom about butter, and she said, well, we can't afford it, stuff like that. But I loved going fishing because I got those liverwurst sandwiches with butter.
And it sounds like he had the proportion right. We always think it should be 50% butter, 50% bread.
That sounds like Jill's recipe for sandwiches, 50% butter, 50% bread. Well, that's a great story, Phil. Thank you so much. And while Phil was talking, I was trying a pat of a cinnamon butter. And I thought, oh, man, I need this for the bagels.
You do. It's great on anything breakfast, pancakes, waffles. I also think it's a little bit of amazing on sweet potatoes. Or if you just do a little bit of maple syrup and the cinnamon butter on the stove while you're roasting squash, it turns into this beautiful glaze that you can drizzle over your roasted squash as well.
Oh, man, is it good. And how many, you said you made, what, five?
We make six flavors. Six. Six butters.
And so we've got a salted, unsalted, a cinnamon.
Yes, we also make our signature butter. It has roasted garlic, cracked black pepper, and parsley. And that won a silver medal at the U.S. contest and also at the world contest this year. So it's our most popular flavored butter. It's a beautiful butter for finishing over steaks, roasting vegetables. I bake cod a lot, and I'll use it with that. And it's also really delicious just spread on some bread. It's a nice...
So there's a little garlicky in it?
A little bit, yes, roasted garlic we have in there. It's great for like a cheese board to accompany that too. We also have two new flavors. We have kind of a spring flavor, shallot and chive. And then we also partnered with some amazing people at Cottywampel Coffee. And we use a bourbon-infused coffee, and we make a coffee butter. And they're out of Lodi, Wisconsin.
Have you got some of that?
Yes. Right. On the right. And so that one's, we get asked a lot, how do you use coffee butter? So you can substitute it anywhere in any of your baked goods. And the thing is coffee actually has a hard time getting into baked goods because coffee likes to bind to fat. Well, we're butter, so we can carry that coffee flavor. So if you want to bring coffee flavor into any of your baked goods, you can do that. It's also a nice finishing butter on steak. I used it this last weekend as a glaze on the Easter ham as well. And anything kind of rustic or earthy like vegetables, also that coffee butter does good.
That coffee flavor comes through really, really nicely. Not overpowering, but it's there, and you know it's there.
And it's not bitter.
No, it's not bitter, for sure. Ralph in Johnson Creek, between bites, I better introduce another caller here. Ralph in Johnson Creek, it's your turn. Thanks for calling.
I have a family history. My family were all dairy farmers. It's a family history of a great-grandfather who died in 1905, and he was killed in a buttermill accident. Apparently, they didn't sell liquid milk. They sold their milk through butter. And I don't know anything more about it than that, but it was sort of the story we got.
Oh, my goodness.
He was making butter, and he was killed.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you wouldn't have, you don't have those kind of dangers, Jen, when you're making your butter. I mean, how big's that crock that you work with?
Our churn is quite large. We fit 1,000 pounds of cream in it, so we get 450 pounds of butter out. If you're not paying attention, you can be injured. Absolutely.
Oh, you could.
It's a big giant barrel spinning.
And it goes fast.
It goes fast. So, yeah, we're always very conscious when we're working around that churn for safety.
Yeah, we call it slow churned butter because of the time. It takes a long time to actually make the butter, but it actually spins quite quickly in the barrel.
That's interesting. Ralph, thanks for that. Appreciate it. Jason and Bloomer, what about you?
Yeah, I just had a question about kind of the health impacts. I know, like in the 70s, the whole margarine switch and kind of fat is a bad thing. But what new research has there been about the health implications of higher fat things like butter? Because I love butter and I like to ignore them. But at some point, I should inform myself.
All right.
So butter is amazing in moderation. And I will say that butter is on this great climb. So back in the 70s, 80s, there was kind of this low-fat craze, and margarine and oleo were what was being recommended. But now in science, we know so much more. We know that fat isn't just fat. We know that cholesterol just isn't cholesterol. There's different types and sizes of the fat and the cholesterol, and so every one kind of has its own place, and what butter ends up being is kind of a net zero. So it's not going to impact you health-wise very much as other saturated fats will, but it's what it's giving you in the bonus of like CLAs, omega-3s, and all the extra nutrients, the vitamin A. I mean, any fat-soluble vitamin, A, D, E, and K, is loaded with in the butter. So it's giving you so many nutrients. And in the U.S., we're projected to be eating like 7.5 pounds of butter per person by 2033. So we're not even close to what our European counterparts are doing.
Well, so the Europeans are, what is theirs?
Oh, They're closer to about 10 to 12 pounds.
So that's more in the Jill area.
or the Jen era.
Or the Larry era as well. Oh, my gosh. Well, we've had so many comments from people knowing where to get the butter and stuff. And I do want to get that in again before we, you know, we've still got a couple minutes left here yet. But how do people... go to your website, I think is probably the best place to go to get the information. You could probably order off the website.
Yes, you can order off the website. If you order today, we'll ship it to you Monday. If you're in Wisconsin, you'll likely have it on your doorstep on Tuesday. And of course, if you're ever looking for a Sunday drive, come visit us at the Butter Barn. We're just literally a couple feet away from the cows. And we just love to see fellow butter lovers, and you get to meet us. We kind of call ourselves the Butterettes. So you get to meet Julie and I, and we can have amazing talks about butter. I talk a lot about cheese too. I am a cheesemaker, and I do live in Wisconsin. So we kind of have an assortment of products in our butter barn, and we really like to showcase dairy. And if you want to see where your butter comes from and who makes it, come visit us.
And you'll be selling some cheese, too, while you're at it, I suppose.
We will, yes. We've got some amazing cheeses.
So Jean is a cousin of yours and proud of you and is listening in, as and the entire extended family quite proud of you. She said she shares your butter here in Michigan.
Yeah, she's from Michigan.
And everybody loves it. So you can send it over to her in Michigan, and it's going to arrive just fine.
Oh, yes. I just sent some to Virginia this week, and I actually got an email back, and they said it arrived amazingly. The butter is worth every penny, and they are so excited they found us.
And I'm wondering, too, I was thinking about marketing on this. Have you gotten any relationships going with restaurants? I would think some high-end restaurants would be quite interested in this.
We actually haven't really explored that avenue yet, but it's definitely on our radar.
I would think so.
Yeah, we picked up two bakeries, one in Sun Prairie called Crumb and Croute, and then our local bakery in Columbus called Fireman's Mercantile and Bakery. And they use our salted butter in all of their laminated doughs and their croissants. And we were actually just talking to Brie at Crumb and Croute this morning, and she was kind of telling us she got a new sheeter for making her croissants. And we were kind of talking about how the laminating the butter is going and how she's working out all those new techniques with a new sheeter for her croissants.
And what's your website address again?
Well, the easiest way to find us probably is WisconsinSpelledOutButterBarn.com.
WisconsinButterBarn.com. That would be, yeah, that's the easiest way to probably to do it. And boy, the time flew. Thank you both so much for coming by today. And I'm pretty darn full of butter right now, but I'm still wanting for more. It's really good. Thank you both. Julie and Jed Orchard, co-founders and operators of Royal Guernsey Creamery. They make small batch butter using cream from milk produced on the family farm. Great to have them with us today. I enjoyed talking with two of my former students. And I always enjoy hosting this show. We have Jill Nadeau, our executive producer, and the rest of the team. Thanks to them, and thanks to you for listening. And stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR News. Butter, 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 butter.